Welcome to the Act Two Studio Playhouse, featuring audio recordings of original plays by members of the Estelle Craig Act Two Studio at Ryerson University. Act Two Studio Playhouse is pleased to present this podcast of Tony, a one-act play recorded before a live audience on March 12, 2020, at Act Two Studio's Play Reading Workshop. These workshops are designed to garner audience reaction and feedback for the playwright as part of the development of new works. Tony was written by Paul Bilodeau and directed by Mark Sellers.
The play is called Tony. The cast of characters are Eleanor Maxwell, a popular playwright, elegant and melodramatic; John Henry Cathcart, a Broadway producer, glib and confident; Montgomery Whiteside, a newspaper drama critic, bold and brash. The action takes place in a suite in the Plaza Hotel in Manhattan. Eleanor Maxwell, in a dressing gown, lies on a chaise longue. Newspapers are strewn around the room. There is a knock at the door. She slowly rises, looks through the spy hole, and unlocks the door. John Henry Cathcart enters briskly.
Thank God it's only you. I couldn't bear to see anyone else.
It's nearly gone 2 o'clock, Eleanor. Have you forgotten our important meeting this afternoon?
I'm afraid I have to cancel, John Henry. I don't think I can live another minute.
No wonder, the condition you were in last night. It's lucky Bucky and I escorted you home, or you would have closed Sardi's all by your lonesome.
Dear, dear Bucky. He'll probably never work again in this town.
What are you talking about? He's just directed your new play, and the previews have been excellent. At the risk of jinxing the opening tonight, I venture we've got a big hit.
I feel like throwing myself out of the window, but I can't seem to muster the energy.
That's just as well, Princess. They're repaving Park Avenue, and you'd get tar all over your dressing gown.
Tarred and feathered. Oh, John Henry, that's probably less than I deserve.
Come, come, cut the histrionics. What you need to do right now is get yourself shipshape for your interview this afternoon. It's not every day that the noted theatre critic, Montgomery Whiteside, comes calling.
Monty, of all people! I can't face him. What if he knows something?
Pull yourself together. He'll be the first to write that you're sure to get a Tony nomination for Free Radical. It ranks among the best of your plays.
That wasn't even my title for it.
It's surprising how modern this play is. It's a great little drama about those dreadful zombie hipsters.
The poor cast. God knows what this will do to their careers.
Now I am worried. Since when do you care about the actors? You always blame them when your plays flop. You're not test-driving another of your melodramatic plots, are you?
Not even I could have dreamed this one up. I swear, I didn't write this play.
Bollocks. It has your fingerprints all over it. Last time I looked, by Eleanor Maxwell, was on the script.
All I really did was submit it to you. Oh, how can I explain it? You know how bad I felt last spring when Under Glass closed in a week?
Don't remind me.
That's
terrible
why
casting.
I fled to California to be with Doug.
Oh, yes, your googly-eyed professor boyfriend.
It was Doug who persuaded me to try this new computer writing program that some of his Stanford friends have developed.
I've always said you could use a more advanced grammar checker.
It's far more than that. It's amazing what they're doing in Menlo Park. This computer virtually wrote my whole play.
Come now, you can't be serious. That's pretty far-fetched even for you. I've produced all your plays, and this one is definitely your style.
The computer was programmed with all my plays, plus all the great works, Ibsen, Chekhov, and Shakespeare, of course, Pinter, Albion, O'Neill, Kushner, and all the Tony winners. Even Andrew Lloyd Webber, for heaven's sake. Then it churned out the script for Free Radical.
I don't believe it.
But it's true. The whole process took just a couple of afternoons. They even put it through this dramaturgy add-on program to lighten it up, tighten it all up.
No wonder Bucky never demanded his usual 50 rewrites. You actually got some computer to write your script? What in God's name got into you?
Please don't be cross with me, John Henry. Doug and I spent all summer sailing and touring the wine country. I did everything but write. Then I got into a panic because I promised you a new play.
I wouldn't have held you to that, especially if I'd known how far you would go.
Please, let me explain. It started out as research. I thought I could base a play on this new artificial intelligence. But they convinced me to do a test run. I came up with a basic idea and made some notes about what the character's wants are and the possible obstacles, the hero's journey and all that. It's the way I write most of my plays. You know, I really think I've been mired in a kind of formula writing all these years.
Don't sell yourself short. It's a formula that usually works.
When I read the final product, I couldn't believe it wasn't really mine. So I sent it to you. Oh, what are we going to do, John Henry?
Oh, I wish you would have told me sooner. Just let me think. Look, other than those eggheads in Menlo Park, does anyone else know about this?
I don't think so. Doug says they're very tight-lipped about these AI projects. It's all very hush-hush.
Good. Next time you talk to Doug, make sure he swears everyone to secrecy.
Oh, I will. He calls me every day.
We hold the copyright on the play. That's all that really counts. Tell him we'll offer them, say, 2% of the gate.
I feel a whole lot better now having told you about it. I'm not a fundamentally dishonest person. I'm not a producer like you.
I'm glad you got it off your chest. Now get dressed. And don't go blabbing about this to the likes of Montgomery Whiteside, for heaven's sake. Don't even tell him you went to California. You spent last summer writing at your Southampton retreat,
usual. For sure. John Henry, they have a nickname for this playwriting program. Can you guess what it is?
I don't know. Shakespeare's ghostwriter? Broadway for dummies?
Very funny. No, they call it Tony.
How appropriate.
Now they're working on a program that writes television comedies.
Let me guess. It's to be called Emmy.
You got it.
Well, my dear, you and Tony may soon be up for a Tony Award, and the New York Times will be here any minute, so please, get dressed. Montgomery Whiteside, so great of you to pop in. Ellen is just freshening up. I think we've got a hit on our hands.
Yeah, I saw the preview last week, Cathcart. It's not too bad.
What do you have?
Oh, I don't generally drink this early, especially when I'm working on a story. I just need a couple of quotes and I'll be out of here.
I see you brought your laptop. We're talking about a feature spread, are we?
Oh, it'll be a big story, all right. I understand Eleanor has spent some time out in Silicon Valley.
Free Radical is about the modern addiction to apps and all things electronic. Where else better to research than deep in the heart of the beast?
There's a bit more to it than that, or hasn't she shared the full story with you?
Why, Monty Whiteside. I have no secrets from John Henry, or anyone else for that matter.
Oh, hello again, Ms. Maxwell. In that case, this shouldn't take very long. I really have only one question. Who wrote Free Radical?
Whatever do you mean? It's my idea, my plot, and my characters.
Perhaps, but my source tells me you didn't do the actual writing part. I understand Free Radical was written by a very advanced artificial intelligence program.
Your source is anonymous, I'm sure. Thank you for asking me about it before you put anything in print.
Oh, I'll be writing this up for tomorrow's edition. What should we call it? It's not really plagiarism since you didn't really steal from any author. Not a human one, anyway. False pretenses, maybe?
I'm warning you, Monty. Our lawyers will be all over you before your next newsfeed. This interview's over. It's time for you to leave.
Let him stay. After all, Monty and I have so much in common.
Yeah, I admit we've had a kind of symbiotic relationship up to now. You write the plays, I mean, sometimes you write them. And it's my job to critique them, so I'm asking you, for the record, did you write Free Radical?
I don't think this story is going anywhere, Monty.
Why not? It's front page stuff.
That I have no doubt. But what if it goes further than you intended? It's not just my reputation that's at risk.
No, it's not my job to worry about potential fallout from a story.
Is that so? John Henry, I've just been on the telephone with Doug. It looks like I'm not the only one who spent time out in Menlo Park.
Monty was out there spying on you last summer? That's outrageous.
No, nothing like that. It's just that Doug doubts any of his Stanford friends would spill the beans. But he figures Monty might still have had an inside source.
Monty, come clean. Just who is the source of this slander?
Oh, you know, I'm not going to reveal that. So, Miss Maxwell, you're admitting that Free Radical was written by a computer program.
You're a lot more insightful than you used to be, Monty.
I'll take that as a yes.
Your views in the Times have gotten much better of late.
Oh, thanks for the compliment. I think so, too.
I guess it takes one to know one.
What do you mean?
Just how long have you been using Google's new theater critic program? The one they're calling Tynan.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, come now. It's right there in your laptop, isn't it? Tynan is Tony's little cousin. Be a good sport. Did it help you uncover this story, Monty? Be a good sport. Give us a little demonstration of how it works. John Henry, I'm betting Monty and Tynan will churn out a great review of Free Radical for tomorrow's Times.
Will you have that drink now, Monty? I think we should have a toast. After all, we open tonight.
You have been listening to the live Act Two Studio Workshop reading of Tony by Paul Bilodeau and directed by Mark Sellers. Our cast featured Yvonne Taylor, Martin Wills, and Paul Bilodeau. Live technical production and editing was by Rick Sutton. All rights to this production are reserved by Act Two Studio Works. Reproduction by any means is prohibited without the express permission of the playwright and Act Two Studio Works. You are invited to give written feedback on this play by emailing us at playhouse@act2studio.ca. Thank you for listening.